This is Tom Roy with the WGXC Afternoon News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, newspapers, Twitter feeds, blogs, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Bridge and road damage caused by flooding during Tropical Storm Irene in August has been repaired along Route 42 in Lexington, and the bridge is open there. Two bridges were reconstructed and are now open to traffic. The reopened areas are on Route 42 between State Route 23A and County Road 6 and the Route 42 bridge over the Westkill. Both locations are in the town of Lexington. You can see the photo of the reconstructed bridge at the Daily Mail website and read the story there, too, about it. Jamie Larson reports in the Register Star that the Hudson Valley Creamery is expected to begin distributing European goat cheese from a former cold storage facility in Livingston later this month. At a special meeting Wednesday, February 15th, the Livingston Planning Board approved the creamery's site plan for the facility located at 2986 Route 9. The product will be shipped in bulk from Europe to Columbia County, where workers will portion and repackage the cheese for nationwide distribution. The facility is expected to employ 25 local workers. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The question of where Columbia County will house its homeless population has come up again, Tom Casey reports in the Register Star. The sitting was a Board of Supervisors Human Service Committee Wednesday, February 16th, when representatives of Maranatha Human Services Incorporated, a Poughkeepsie-based nonprofit organization, identified two properties as potential emergency and temporary housing locations. Al Coley, president and CEO of Maranatha, reported two properties are being considered for purchase. The first, a five-acre farm in Livingston, can accommodate up to 30 people after renovation. The seven-unit apartment building at 834 Warren Street in Hudson would be used to house families. Maranatha has been working on the housing question with Department of Social Services Commissioner Paul Mossman for more than a year, Coley told the committee. A special meeting on the county's housing plans will be held 5 p.m. March 7th at 401 State Street in Hudson. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Alexandra Piers in New York Magazine is reporting that the architect Rem Koolhaas will design and construct artist Marina Abramowicz's Center for Preservation of Performance Art in Hudson. Abramowicz bought the former tennis building in Hudson at Columbia and 7th Streets. Quote, the Serbian art superstar will seek to raise $8 million to pay for the project, she revealed Tuesday to a group of art collectors at a panel at Manhattan's Tony Kor Club, and the museum will be devoted to performance art pieces of, quote, 6 hours minimum, unquote. Some of them will go on for days, unquote, the story says. Quote, Hudson, New York, and the surrounding region southeast of the Catskills is already something of a serious art world hangout with several expat galleries in town, unquote. You can read that full story in New York Magazine. Today is Thursday, February 16th, 2012, and the National Weather Service predicts that tonight in Copaic there will be rain and snow, becoming all snow after 3 a.m., a low around 20. New snow accumulation of less than an inch possible. The forecast for the rest of the week, Friday, a chance of snow showers, mainly before 7 a.m. in especially the mountainous areas, less along the river. Mostly sunny with a high near 44 and a low around 22. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 42 and a low around 24, and an overnight snow showers are possible. Sunday, a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 38 and a low around 20. Monday is President's Day, and it should be sunny with a high near 37. Today is the third Thursday of the month, and there are board meetings in Ankrum at 7 p.m. In Chatham, the town board meets at 7 p.m. Claverick, there was a meeting in the afternoon. Columbia County Public Safety Committee meets at 6 p.m. Copaic, the Comprehensive Planning Committee meets at 7:30 p.m. In Durham, there's a town board meeting at 7:30 p.m. Also, Ghent has a town board meeting tonight. And Wyndham, the town board, meets at 8 p.m. at Town Hall in Hensonville. The sun sets tonight at 5:30, and the moon sets at 12:20 a.m. Last night, the New York Knicks beat the Sacramento Kings for their seventh straight win. Jeremy Lin only scored 10 points but had 13 assists. And tonight, the Boston Celtics play the Chicago Bulls at 8 p.m. And tune in to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.